The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
You have reached the Washington Redskins playoff status hotline. At the tone, the Washington Redskins season will be over.
Hum hum!
Bang Radio.
I am very happy to be here!
Let's stop it!
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
That's his football!
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Marshawn, the lone back. They give it to him again off the right side. Von Miller comes slanting down. Marshawn with a good run. Now there's a fight over on the Broncos sideline. Michael Crabtree is fighting with Aqib Talib. Aqib Talib, I think, went at Michael Crabtree. It's a brawl over on the Broncos sideline. And they are really going at it. They are throwing punches here. Multiple guys are swinging. I think Aqib Talib went at Michael Crabtree to defend Chris Harris Jr., something he did last year in a game. And officials also
and now they're
hurt.
Still going
and
after
now
Michael another, Crabtree.
Crabtree with
now
his
they're
helmet
going after
off
Crabtree.
Is fighting Aqib Talib. Crabtree's got his helmet off. They're all going to be ejected, Tom.
What?
They're all going to be kicked out. Crabtree throwing punches, going after Talib. This has become a street fight. Here we go.
There are multiple flagrant fouls on the play. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, number 21, defense. And personal foul, number 15, offense. Both personal fouls will offset. However, both of those players are disqualified.
Oh, my God. I got to disagree with that. Tell me anywhere in the rules that it specifically says that you cannot rob another player.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I think Talib was well within his rights to steal the man's chain. You know, it doesn't say you can't.
I mean, come on, man. Just play the game.
I don't know what the hell's all that about, man. Honest to God. I saw a little snippet of something from Aqib Talib in the locker room, and he said something like, "We just gonna go out and do what we do. That's what we do. So that's what we did." And that was all he said. And
right.
Yeah, so what the hell's up with that shit and Michael Crabtree? There's got to be something there. I mean, obviously there is something there. I just don't know what it is.
All right, well, we'll get into it here in a second. It's Bang Radio Hour number 313. I'm Tom. He's John. Yep. Coming up, Groundhog Day, a savage presser. Sit on the bench, Tom Dooley.
I'm going to get splinters in my ears.
Crotch grabbing and more, but let's get back to the fight for a moment. All right, well, here, let's listen to Jack Del Rio. Let's listen to the coach explain.
Right. I'm going
to
go ahead and talk right away about the ugly incident early in the game where Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree got into it, and it escalated. I think that they have a little bit of a history with the chain snatching from years back, and I think there was an additional chain snatched, from what I understand.
Don't you remember that from last year?
Yes, I do. This is the thing. It's amazing to me that an NFL coach has to stand up and talk about the chain snatching incidents, plural.
Right. And then
the
when they
snatching.
And then when they went to Michael Crabtree right after that, he said, "What does he mean ugly? I look good."
That's right. My hair only looks like that because it was in the helmet. You got to be pissed off to go try to punch a man in wearing a fucking helmet while you don't have yours on.
We see it all the time. Well, just punching a guy with a helmet on, regardless, it seems just stupid. You're just going to hurt your hand.
Dude, you know what was funny to me about that whole thing? How Talib snatched his helmet off, and while that big linebacker or defensive lineman was dragging him away, he just kind of threw it towards the crowd.
Right.
I love that. I mean, don't get me wrong, everybody out there that likes to get offended by everything. I do not condone Mr. Talib's actions. However, it was fucking hilarious.
I don't understand why Talib had to escalate it even more. It was over, and then Talib had to throw a sucker punch.
Well, I mean, if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. You might as well.
Well, here, if you didn't catch it last year when they played,
seriously,
Tlaib grabbed Crabtree's gold chain off his neck. And here's Crabtree. This is a year ago, Crabtree, after that game.
Nah, I have no history with nobody. I just feel like they acting, you know, it's actors. I mean, you ain't tough. You ain't D-ing nobody up like this. I mean, you acting.
Really?
You snatching chains on the field. Like, what you accomplish? You hard? You tough? They make you tough? You snatch a chain in front of the police and take off running. Like, what that? Like, childish, man.
It looked like you were just stunned.
Yeah, it looked like I wanted to hit him. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to, once again, to make a business decision. I didn't want to get kicked out of the game. You know, no. Team need me, bro.
Well, did they not need you this time because your business decision was to block him? You haven't seen the movie The Blind Side, right?
No.
Okay, you need to see that because at one point.
I don't believe Sandra Bullock as a football player. I'm just not going to watch it.
As a player?
Yeah, I can't see her playing right tackle. No
way. She does. She's the adopted mother of Michael Ower.
Oh, I think I probably read the reviews wrong.
I guess so. But yeah, at one point he gets sick and tired of this linebacker, or this defensive end rather, talking trash, and he just blocks him all the way into the parking lot. Just keeps blocks him all the way down the field, through the end zone, out of there, and over the fence.
The disrespectful block of the week.
Yeah, and that's what Crabtree was trying to do to Tlaib all the way. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I think he's got a point in what he said last year, that they're just acting. Remember, was I talking to you or was I talking to Max about how him and Dez Bryant and Josh Norman, they get up in each other's face, and I bet you they're pointing at each other, and they're doing like what Earl Weaver used to do when he would yell at an umpire.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm going to point at you, and I'm going to look real mad, but you know what? You just point back at me, and we'll just point at each other for a few minutes, and we'll both be in slow motion on ESPN.
Well, see, that's the funny thing, is now they do those commercials, you know?
Right.
And so now they've become friends, and they're much more respectful of each other on the field. So you didn't really see, I mean.
Well, then he should have told Terrence Williams not to make his buddy look bad.
They had a good contest last night. They get into it, you know, and so it's good. I'd rather that, you know, I'd prefer it this way rather than get into a fight like Crabtree and Tlaib. That was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, especially considering the fact that your team basically scored a fucking knockout. You know, we'll get into the Cowboys and the Redskins soon, I'm sure.
Oh, I didn't want to rub it in or anything. I didn't have anything else to say about it, really.
Okay, I read this article on Sports Illustrated, and Kevin from Sweden. Remember Kevin, our buddy, who the coach of the Copperheads over there in Sweden, right? Well, he sent an email this week and said that, you know, how about that? Kirk Cousins gets his saliva tested. Okay, there's an article from Sports Illustrated out right now that you should check out if you're interested in how strange some of these people can be. Not only does he do that, he gets all of his sleep monitored. He talks to I don't want to call it a psychologist because it's more weird than a psychologist, about how his brain waves are operating after a game, and does he feel his – he takes Tom Brady's, you know, diet stuff and makes it sound like a piker. He's ridiculous. He sleeps in the hyperbaric chamber. I mean, he goes the whole nine yards.
Whatever works, you know. I mean, if you want to be elite, maybe that's, you know, that's what you got to do. I don't know.
I guess, because nobody around this town thinks he is for some stupid reason. You know, you saw last night. I always ask Redskins fans today, hey, man, can you tell me who was playing our offensive line in the fourth quarter? Can you just at least name three of them?
Well, look, you know, if you're an uneducated fan, it's always blame the quarterback. Blame the quarterback, blame the quarterback, blame the quarterback, you know?
Blame the quarterback, blame the coach, fire everybody, start all over again.
And still suck. And then you'll still suck. And then you'll be doing this. Well, then you'll become the Cleveland Browns.
Well, we have been the Cleveland Browns, but it's been a long fucking time.
But oh, come on.
Dez Bryant got away with a couple of them last night. That second touchdown that he caught, he grabbed a hold of Breland and yanked him into himself. Did you see him? He pulled him into his own hips so that he would get the call. Breland basically got yanked into freaking Bryant, and Bryant knew he was going to catch the ball over top of him anyway, but he figured he'd get the call just in case.
Well, he only caught one touchdown.
I thought he had two.
No, Witten caught.
Oh, no, one of them was a pass interference that put the ball at the one.
Yeah.
And then he caught one that they called pass interference, and then they declined that. But the one that he caught, the last one, he grabbed a hold of Breland. If you watch the slow motion, he grabs Breland by the shirt as the ball's coming in and yanks him right into his own hip. So Breland is kind of slamming into him, whether he likes it or not. So no matter what, Bryant's going to get the call or the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck him. Hey, you know what? I'm just giving respect. Fuck him. Couldn't stop Alfred Morris.
No, that was the thing, because Dak only threw for 100 yards, man.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, he only threw four times in the second half. Four or five. Couldn't have been more than that.
Yeah.
But that's an Alfred Morris game, man. You heard me say this I don't know how many times. I told you, he can't catch coming out of the backfield, which we saw again last night. But he keeps going. He never falls backwards. When he gets hit by the guy at the fucking – he doesn't get hit by defensive linemen. He gets hit by linebackers, and he shoves them 4 yards when he slams into them. By the third and fourth quarter, you can't stop him.
Right.
He should start somewhere.
He's starting in Dallas right now.
I know, but, you know, fuck the Cowboys. Anyway, all power to you. The Redskins are going home.
Well, don't give me this crap about you're as bad as the Browns, because they've got their permit for their parade.
I'm having my pity party, Tom.
They've got their parade permit, John, for the perfect season.
For the undefeated season, did they get a parade permit? Seriously?
The defeated season, you mean.
Right, the defeated season. Now, you realize, last week was when they got officially eliminated from the playoffs. Prior to Sunday, there were 46 things that had to happen, and they could make the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Wow. That's what it means to be mathematically alive at 0-10?
Yeah.
So, or 0-9?
No, they were 0-10.
46 things had to happen, and obviously one of them didn't.
Right.
They lost again.
Well, but they haven't given up, John. Just listen to Hugh Jackson.
Our guys, just the fact that they come back, because I've seen teams like this in this situation where you're losing like we have, they check out, not these guys. So I'm proud of them for that, and they will keep fighting. We got a big game this week. San Diego, we got a lot of work to do.
You're going on the road to San Diego. You're 0-11. You're playing at San Diego. They're not even in your division, and it's a big game. Yet that's a big game. We got a big game this week, you said, John.
Dude, you know why? Because in that little shoebox stadium, the Browns have a chance of getting more of their own fans in there than there are Charger fans.
This is true, and I guess maybe he means because they're 0-11 now. Now they're 0-11. Yes. Five more.
Everything's a big game.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, maybe because he's desperate. You know, oh my God, we can't go 0-16, so there's only five chances left to win, so every game is a big game from this point on.
That's right. You know, these are huge games, Tom, and these guys, they just keep showing up. I say, hey, be here on Wednesday for practice, and there they are, most of them. Some of them are hurt, but that's okay. They'll be here when they can be here. We're not giving up, Tom. We've got paychecks to earn.
Well, I don't remember when they won their game last year, but if they don't win a game this year, they'll be 1-31 over the past two seasons. And at some point, they're flirting with, was it Tampa Bay that had the record for the most losses in a row?
They were 0-26, as I recall.
Yeah, I don't know when the Browns, I can't remember when they won last
week. But I'm probably
wrong. Yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, the Browns are really bad. It's a bad football team. It's just bad all the way around and always has been for a long, long time anyway.
Well, you got to keep continuity. So you know what you got to do, Jimmy Haslin? You got to keep Mr. Coach there. You got to keep him, and you got to keep Deshaun and let their love blossom. You got to let it grow.
Oh, I don't know about Deshaun. I don't think he's I don't think he's the guy. I don't. I think they're going to have the first pick again, and you know what, though? That's the thing. Maybe they will go with Deshaun, because now I don't know how serious Joe Thomas's injury is. They might have to go with a left tackle.
Well, yeah, that's very true. I mean, I don't know that I've heard anything about him not being able to come back, but that did happen about, what, week 8?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and it was pretty bad.
Is he going to be even ready for the start of the season? That's the question there, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I think you got to – what, are they going to have another quarterback again next year? There's got to be some point where they just go, you know what, we're just going to start over and we're going to call ourselves the Purples.
Or we're going to go ahead and use that first pick on a left tackle and sign Kirk Cousins to a long contract.
You hush your fucking mouth. What's the matter with you? Do you want to make me fucking jump off this ledge? It's right outside the window, mister. Oh, my God. They're going to let him walk. Oh, my God. You know, and you hear Marshall Faulk last night after the game talking about how Kirk Cousins, you know, he can't step up in the big game. Okay. He throws a ball that hits Jamison Crowder right in the fucking hands at the 3-yard line it's a touchdown if he catches it. He should catch it. Nope, he blops it right to the fucking safety.
Don't you hate those?
I hate that. You know what I hate even more? When the defense steps up and stops the Cowboys at the 15-yard line. You know, they didn't go very far with that interception. They punted, and he immediately, Jamison Crowder, fumbled on the punt return and gave the Cowboys the ball at fucking 50-yard line.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, anyway, bottom line is you're not worse than the Browns. If you're worse than the Browns, then I don't know what. I don't know how Browns fans stay Browns fans, but anyway.
Tell you what, the Redskins front office is saying, hold my beer right this second.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're going to blow everything. They're fucking morons. They're
oh,
stupid.
You can't, man. If you lose Kirk Cousins, oh, no. Oh, man. And it's funny. They're going to base him off of one game and blame him for things that weren't his fault. Like you said, all the Crowder turnovers, everything. And, you know, I mean, and so people are going to come, well, get rid of him and find who.
Well,
and who you going to get?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know what they're going to do, dude? I think I mentioned this like five shows ago. Sam Bradford.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
They'll draft somebody, and they'll bring in Sam Bradford. He'll last the game, and then that'll be it.
It's so dumb. It's just stupid. Just sign the guy. Give him. Pay him. He deserves it.
Right.
All right. Well, I don't think you're in as bad a situation as the Colts necessarily either. I don't know. Maybe about even with the Colts.
The Colts, you got to wonder, is Luck, what is, do we even know what the hell's wrong with him?
I have no idea.
I don't think anybody has any idea. I think he's been playing around in Ursay's medicine chest.
I think they knew he wasn't going to play early, like in the first half of the season, but they didn't say anything because they wanted to make sure people kept buying game tickets. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with that. But 2 years worth of fucking shoulder injuries?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, somebody asked Chuck Pagano, coach, about the losing over and over and how it seems like the same thing, and he compared it to Groundhog Day.
At some point, do you ever worry that this is going to become a mental issue for your players? Because it's, you know, kind of like Groundhog Day. It's over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that song played, you know, woke up to that this morning. Is that Sonny and Cher? I got you, babe. Went down, got my coffee, said hello to the, what's her name, the little gal in the coffee shop. Stole the money out of the back of the truck, drove my truck off the, into the tar pit or whatever, off the landfill, jumped off a building, lived through it. Did you see the movie?
Been a long time.
What do you guys do? You spend so much time on Twitter, you're not enjoying the better things in life.
Okay, so that's the best part. So this young reporter asked him the question about, he's like Groundhog Day.
Like, do you see your shadow and know whether you're going to win or lose?
So Pagano goes into the whole movie. Bill Murray, loved the movie, great movie. I could watch it over and over again, just like the movie. And, yeah, and the, you know, and so he goes through that whole spiel, and they're all, the whole damn place is looking at him like, what's he talking about?
I don't remember him driving into a tar pit. What was that? Him and Fred Flintstone were in the car together or what?
He drove off. There was that quarry that he drove into with the, he killed the groundhog.
What a tar pit. Where did he get a tar pit from?
I don't know. I don't.
The Fred Flintstone was in his head.
I don't know.
This is what chemo does to you. It turns you green and you make up weird shit like that while you're sitting there at the podium. Trying to explain how you can get a job. Please, somebody hire me again because I'm not going to last.
Yeah, I don't know. The reporter was weird.
Well, I think if I'm them, if Luck's not coming back, I stick with Brissett. Why not?
Sure.
You know, yeah. I don't think he's all that bad. They seem to think they've got a running back in Mac, but you know, you can't ever unseat Frank Gore. That dude just never stops. So I don't know how bad off they are. They need defense, but. Are they going to blow it up at the end of the year? Like the Redskins are probably going to blow it up. That's the kind of game last night that Dan Snyder looks at and goes, God damn it. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired. You right there with the fucking popcorn. Get the fuck out of here. You're fired.
You just got a lot of injuries, man.
Nah, it doesn't make any difference.
It does. Yes, it does.
I know it does, but you try to tell that to the runt. Wow. The runt's going to fire everybody.
Okay, well, then it'll be even worse and take longer to get back.
Honestly, we're dealing with a team that has a mentality that says, we're not going to pay you this much. We're not going to pay you this much. Well, look, you might be worth that much, but that's too much. We're not going to pay you. They're like, well, but you made it be worth that much, you idiots. Anyway.
All right. So Tom Savage, you know, I'm just not a fan of this guy. I just think he's terrible quarterback, man. I mean, I say terrible, but by comparison to good quarterbacks, I mean, you know, he might be a great college quarterback. I don't know, but I just don't think he's a good NFL quarterback. I watch him in Houston and I'm going, what? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
He won a game.
I know, but come on,
he had
man.
A couple of nice passes in that game. He does have one of the coolest names in the league, except, I mean, he should change it to Dirk Awesome, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, we've seen Cam Newton become pissy at the post-game press conferences, right?
But he's so stylish when he does it.
Well, Tom Savage is not.
You mean he doesn't wear big-ass fucking hats that look like Homer Simpson's nacho hat, that thing that Cam Newton was wearing this week?
Well, here is Tom Savage, and I've got, John, bear with me. I've got his entire post-game press conference.
Oh, let me get some Simonex.
All right, you ready? Here we go. Tom yep. Savage, after the Houston game. Here it is.
No one's here.
You good?
Good.
No good. Questions? Great.
Yes.
Across the room, out the door, boom. And that's it.
He's been to the Bob McAdoo School of Question Answering. That's what he's been out seeing Bob.
Oh, all right. You mentioned McAdoo. Okay. Eli has been benched. Oh, my God. Can you – what's going on?
It is. It's amazing. All right. Granted, it's a bittersweet day because the Redskins lost to the Cowboys last night. But the Redskins did get Eli Manning benched and served up his 100th loss, a record for the same team of all quarterbacks of all time. First guy to ever lose 100 games for the same team.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Woo!
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
Ben McAdoo on the sideline.
Yeah.
Sit down your butt, Tom Dooley.
Wow.
Sit down your butt over there. We're going to start Geno Smith because we don't fucking care.
Oh, my God. Is it just McAdoo? Like, what? I don't get it.
It's not Geno Smith. I don't even know the name of the other guy. Smith is going to play some, and they're going to start this, and this other guy is going to play like 40% of the time.
Yeah, Webb.
Webb. What's he's going to be out there calling signals like the old guy from Dragnet, Jack Webb.
Yeah, 45, 62. 73. Hey, mister, you think you're going to get away with that kind of thing over there? We've got rules for that.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
Oh, I didn't even check on him this week to see what he had to say about Eli getting benched.
Right?
But, yeah. Yeah, I think that probably made Thanksgiving at the Manning house pretty uncomfortable. It's all right, Squirt. Don't cry.
Well, let's call McAdoo.
Call McAdoo? All right, yeah, let's call McAdoo.
I want to call. I mean, I would like to know, what is he thinking doing this? I mean, is he really going to make it better? Or are you all of a sudden, okay, we're going to play for the future now? Is Webb the future?
Yeah, I don't think that McAdoo really has any business evaluating talent for the future since he's not going to be employed come Ooh. January 1st.
You're probably right about that. All right, well, let's get him on the phone here.
Yeah, hello.
Coach McAdoo. This is John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. Just wanted to call and ask you a couple questions about benching Eli Manning. Just wondered what your thinking was. Why did you do that?
You know, yeah.
Coach, are you concerned about your job at all?
Yeah.
Coach McAdoo, what are the names of your two children? I had to hang up on him, John. I don't even. What the
Maybe
hell?
Maybe that's the name of his kids, Tom. What if his wife has to go to the porch at dinner time and yell, wow. Dinner time.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, shit. You know what I would do if I were him? Just to fuck with everybody. The next time anybody asked me a question in a press conference, I'd just go M-O-O-N. That spells moon. Oh, you know, this weekend, man, everybody's going to have a camera on Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to see so much Eli face, it's ridiculous.
Yep. No question.
He can't help but make that face. When he's relaxing, he makes that face. Oh, my God. I think that's terrific. I really do. I think that's absolutely terrific. The question is, where is he going to end up?
Now we went to being a laughing stock like we always, like getting teased like usual.
Now EY has been sidewined. What?
Be very, very quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit.
No, you know what? We need to call the colonel. Here, listen, Tom Coughlin, not happy.
My sentiments are totally with Eli Manning. I love the kid. He's a class act. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. You know, he is the finest, most humblest young man in that locker room. That's all. I mean, I haven't followed the Giants. I know it's a disappointing year, but my thoughts are strictly with Eli. I'm very upset about when I heard that. I heard it this afternoon as well.
Man,
you know he's just lying through his teeth. He knows why he won a Super Bowl, and it wasn't because of Eli Manning.
No, not really. That defense, man.
Yeah, he made a play. David Tyree made a catch, but David Tyree will be glad to talk to you about it. I think he's on the I think he works on Saturday down at the frickin' Foot Locker. Down at the mall.
All right, well, let's get Coughlin on the phone, because he's obviously,
okay.
He sounds upset, but.
Well, you got to say the right thing for the press.
Yeah.
Which we are not, and he'll tell us the truth.
Yep.
Hello?
Coach Coughlin, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. It is so good to talk to you again. How are you, good sir?
Ah, it is nice to talk to you boys again. Yes, I'm feeling very well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well,
I love the air down here in Florida.
Oh,
everything
I bet.
Smells like oranges and poor people.
The weather has to be so much better than it was in New York.
No, I wouldn't say that so much, because everybody sweats and they are all old. It smells terrible.
Well, we heard your comments about
yes.
Coach Ben McAdoo benching Eli. We were shocked. Just wondered what you thought about all that.
I was completely upset. You know, I'll tell you this, Tom. I'll tell you what about Eli Manning. He is a warrior. He is a fighter. He does not deserve to be benched like that, like a commoner. Look at it. Giants. They are absolutely pathetic. They are weak. They should be eradicated, and their blood should be washed from the earth.
They can't do it without you, Coach. Tell me this, would Eli be welcome in Jacksonville?
Now, don't be ridiculous. What are you, crazy? That's absolutely the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Believe it or not, we're doing quite well with a fellow named Blake Bortles. Bortles, can you believe that? Oh, my God. Our defense is destroying everybody.
It is.
We have taken over the South. We have sacked Indianapolis, and we are heading for Tennessee.
It looks like a Coach Coughlin defense to me, for sure. Very good.
That's right. There will not be any ridiculousness in Tennessee this time like there was a long time ago with the Giants, with Messiah's Kivanuka doing stupid things and costing me football games.
Well, so you were against the benching of Eli. What are your thoughts on Coach Ben McAdoo?
Honest to goodness, Tom. Let me tell you something. This is what we were always after when we were trying to make a better world. Stupid idiots like this. Honest to God, he is a fucking complete moron. You know, when I was there, I hired him because he reminded me of a dog that I had when I was a child. He had that look in his eye, you know, that said, hey, I guarantee I'll do anything you want if you just scratch me behind the ear. He's an absolute moron. And now that he's gotten that haircut, he looks like Eric Trump. What a dumbass. Honest to God. I couldn't be farther away from that place. This is wonderful.
All right, Coach. Well, we know you're a busy man. We won't keep you any longer. Thank you so much for talking to us. Jags look great. Best of luck the rest of the way, and I think maybe in the postseason.
We are on to Nashville, and somebody is going to go behind us and we'll take that care of that Blaine Gabbert.
All right, go get him, coach.
Five hole.
Oh, I remember the first couple times we talked to him wasn't very pleasant, but he kind of seems to have taken to us.
Well, he's in retirement. As far as he's concerned, Jacksonville is Argentina. You know, he's living in paradise.
Right.
All he has to do is sit up there and, you know, in the press box and say that he built this. Look at it go. And that defense is nasty. But they did get blamed last week.
Oh, my God. Blaine Gabbert, man.
He told everybody in Jacksonville to suck on his pee. Suck on my pee!
I was still in character. Oops. Yeah, Blaine Gabbert. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Blaine Gabbert, All-American.
Man, the song's still appropriate.
did you see? I remember he said, "Why should we draft you? Because if you don't, I'll come back and haunt you." Remember what he said? That stupid video.
Wow! That's
for anybody
right.
That's never seen it before, go and do YouTube and watch Blaine Gabbert, All American. But oh shit! Did you see the video of him on the sidelines where he's very clearly on Fox TV or whatever who was showing the game says, "Fuck those motherfuckers."
Oh yeah. Yep, I did. I did see that. Yes.
Yeah. Play him again. Blame, 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 blame. Blame, 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 blame. Yeah! I love it. Yeah! Oh, my God. I hope he's the starter there next year.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be so wonderful to have this song all year long again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
stuff always finds its way back around, doesn't it?
Blaine does. He fucked those motherfuckers. He's the All-American.
Well, you know what they are saying about the Chiefs in Kansas City?
You guys all suck!
Right.
Yes. They should all go pumpkin picking.
Admit you suck.
Right.
Yes, please.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
The first step to recovery, Tom.
That's what you got to do. When you're in a losing streak, you got to admit you suck.
You give people nothing to live for, you suck.
That's right. Nothing to live for.
This is the Chiefs radio network host, man.
I know. This was the morning guy.
Every one of you sucks.
And this is from how many years ago? It's so appropriate again.
You're an embarrassing, sucking train wreck of a football team.
Hey, look, I'm going to throw this at you. You ready for me to throw this at you? I told you who was my Super Bowl picks. The Chiefs and the Panthers.
Yes.
Right? Okay, the Panthers are looking pretty good right now. They're kind of coming along. The Chiefs look terrible right now, but didn't I say they would get there and they would win on the arm of Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, no.
And they're all so far down on Alex Smith. It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Oh, jeez.
However, if you use that for gambling purposes, you're fucking awesome.
Well, I did pick the Raiders to win the AFC West. That was a prediction of mine. But I also said, watch out for the Chargers. And you laughed at me and made fun of me. And I'm going to tell you, man, that the way that division's going, the way they're playing and the way their defense is just nasty, especially that pass defense is unreal, man. But the way they're playing right now and the way the rest of the division is playing right now, they could still win that division, man.
They're going to win that division.
All right.
I'm calling it right now. They're going to win that division, and then L.A. is going to be like, dude, we've got two fucking playoff teams, man.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if that was the Super Bowl?
My God. This is Roger Goodell if that's what happened.
Oh, it's if the fix is in.
Oh, no. I don't know, man. How do you fix what they've been doing? The Chargers, I'll tell you what, the Redskins with that offensive line, that beat-up offensive line, has to go play them in 10 days. Oh, my God.
Well, at least you get 10
they're
days.
They're going to get killed. Cousin's going to die. He is. They're going to be testing the saliva of a dead man.
All right, so the Chiefs, they are a very bad football team right now, at least over their past, where they've lost 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7, whatever it is.
Right. Yeah, 5 out of 6.
Five out of six, okay. After starting off, they looked like the just world dominators.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt looked like everything, didn't he?
Yeah, what happened to that? I don't understand. But, well, I guess teams figured him out or something.
You know, the thing was, though, what was to figure out? Because what always looked like to me was he was so slippery that the first hit never, ever even slowed him down. He would just shimmy right through that shit, and then he was quick to hit the fucking corner and gone.
I suppose it's possible he's banged up or something. I don't know.
Either that or people started hitting him harder.
All right, well, we got this angry Chiefs fan. I don't understand these people.
Okay.
I do not understand these people who put this stuff out there, but I'm thankful for it.
this guy does this video in one of those kids' helmets, the plastic helmets. He wears it.
I know.
And it's got a visor on it.
I mean, this, I don't know who's worse, him or Diva Lover.
No, I think he did. Diva Lover, yeah. We know Diva Lover's at least a normal person, I think.
Normal?
Well,
I don't know.
Look, normal has taken a hit in the last several years, and you know it, especially people from Texas.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh.
Here he comes.
All right.
We
are
going
now, why do you
to dominate, annihilate, assassinate every team we face.
Every team.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've heard quite a bit of him because, we're listening to past shows. And you're still going in order, right? Listening to past podcasts?
Yeah. I'm up in the 160s.
Yeah, but you don't skip, right? You just keep listening to him in order. You can't skip.
Yeah. No, I don't skip.
You got to listen to all
skip
of
skip is
them.
A lot on the show.
You got that's.
No, I don't skip.
You got to listen to every show. But here's what I'm going to tell you, John. I'm listening to 191 right now. When you get to show 191, folks, you are going to hear John and I officially reserve our spot in hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because show 191 is the Jerry Sandusky Penn State story.
Oh, no. I was bad. I was bad.
Oh, my God. It is I was listening. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. I'm like,
I know.
We have like thrones sitting in hell waiting for us.
Look, I figure it this way. If y'all are going to rush right out. Actually, you can. I'm not quite there yet on YouTube. But actually, yeah, I think you can. I think you can still get that one you might be able to find that one on the feed. But look, if we're going to make jokes, all jokes are available. There's no jokes that are off the table. I say that without realizing what I said in 191.
Oh, my God. Just all of it.
Oh, no.
Just all of it, John. I mean, I can't even...
Did you tell anybody that you didn't know me? I don't know this guy.
No, but
I don't know why I'm listening to
you. It's where we got the clip from Bob Costas.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Yeah. Remember that?
I remember, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I might just take that segment and just put it out as a bonus show. Just take that segment and make it up by itself, stand alone.
Right now, the whole internet is just seething like a pit of vipers, just ready to jump on anybody for anything. You're going to throw me out there to the wolves.
It's already out there. It's been out there forever.
Yeah, but you don't draw attention to your old stuff unless you do something stupid new.
Well,
then they go look up all your old stuff.
I'm telling you, man. Show 191. And then right after we do that story, we had some new Tar Heel, which we actually work him into the Penn State story.
No, God, no.
You're imitating him. You're imitating Tar Heel. Like, why are we in the shower? Why are we in the motherfucking shower?
Oh, no. Were you laughing?
Oh, my God, I was crying.
All right, there we go. So then it's your fault. You egged me on.
Oh, it was, I mean, yeah, 191. Anyway, all right, so let's get back to this Chiefs fan. Holy crap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we hadn't even started with the Chiefs fan yet, have we? No, I don't think so.
He's angry.
Well, folks, we lost again.
Yep.
Again. We have currently lost the last... five of our six games.
Oh.
Holy Snickers, Kit Kat bars.
What?
M&M's, Reese's Pieces.
He never swears, does he?
I mean,
Let's just go out and buy a dozen rolls of toilet paper.
Okay, that, I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Maybe he was watching Frankie the Weatherman and he found out that there was a storm coming. Perhaps he's going to get some Chinese food as well. I don't know. What the hell is that? I don't know if he's all there. When he opens the video, it opens on his proud collection of tin cans, soda cans like Sprite and Coca-Cola, things that you can find in practically any dumpster.
What?
He's got them stacked up on his shelf like they're trophies. So, yeah, I'm serious.
That was him. That's
five of our six games. That means, by analysis.
By analysis. All right. Here we go.
Analyze it for us.
Here we go. So he says they've lost five of six games, and that means, by analysis. All right. Here's his analysis.
That the last six games we have been 1-5.
Hey, it's the Indiana school system or the Missouri school system or where the fuck he lives. This is how they do the, what do they call that kind of math now that the kids do? I don't know. I don't have kids anymore, so I don't give a shit.
I don't know, but they didn't teach John geography very well where he went to school.
Well, yes, sorry.
Indiana?
That's the end of the show.
Indiana? Where did that go?
I don't know. He's got that Midwestern twang. I think everybody's from Indiana.
The Kansas City Chiefs from Indiana.
Kansas City, Indiana, of course, you know. But, you know, there's a Kansas City in Missouri, and there's a Kansas City in Kansas. Isn't that right?
Well, it's the same city. It's just in both. It's hanging over the edge. See,
it's hanging over the edge.
Yes.
It's probably the only river around for fucking 600,000 miles.
All right, let's continue.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable. That he can't do an analysis.
I have one comment to report for the offensive coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He has one comment to report, John.
For the offensive coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm seriously, he's got me on the edge of my seat here.
He's going to report this comment.
Whoever that person is that is creating plays for the Kansas City offense, you should be fired.
Ooh.
Bye. Oh. Go. Hit the bricks. Goodbye. At the end of the day,
fired.
The Kansas City Chiefs lost at home, also known as Arrowhead Stadium. We lost to the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills, Don.
The Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills came into Arrowhead Stadium, also known as our home.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. By analysis, the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, it should be noted that while the other kid, the guy from the Giants fans were both around 20 years old, this guy is definitely close to 40.
By analysis. Holy Snickers!
Jeez.
Well, he knows how to get into Andy Reid's skin.
Hey, somebody say Snickers?
Kit Kat bars!
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking my language, kid. Hey, hire that kid. He sounds like he knows what the hell he's talking about. Jesus. We need to make you our offensive play design guy, since the other guy should's getting fired. Good idea. Got any of those Snickers?
When I used to feast like this, I would have a troop of minstrels to serenade me. Those were great times.
That never gets old.
Come on. We got minstrels. Bring those freaking candies over here.
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I love that.
Right. Yeah, they're past. I don't even know who we're playing this week. Who are the Chiefs playing this week?
As
soon as he mentioned those goddamn Kit Kat bars, my brain went Snickers.
Damn, who are they playing this week?
I don't know. I'm looking right now.
It's the Jets?
They're playing the Jets.
Yes.
And that's an interesting line. There's no good lines this week, but we'll get to that.
I found one.
Yeah, it's not very many.
And it's that one.
That running play, you know, these running plays, it's horrendous! Because the offensive line, it is lacking. We are lacking at consistent down-the-field throwing. That where we are lacking. And
okay, wait. Hold it. I got to go back.
Hold it.
I have to go back. Listen to what he says.
That running play, you know, these running plays, it's horrendous because the offensive line.
Okay, these running plays, it's horrendous because the offensive line.
It is lacking. We are lacking at consistent down the field throwing.
Okay, so our problem, John, is those running plays and our lack of down the field throwing. So we can't run the ball, but we can't pass the ball. So that's the problem.
Well, no, in his defense, in his autistic defense, in his stupor there, he's kind of got the idea that probably what he's saying in his way is that they can't back safeties off the line of scrimmage if they don't throw at the downfield. And everybody thinks Alex Smith can't throw more than 3 yards.
Right.
But the way he says it with his Snicker bars, that's what makes it precious. And that's why Andy Reid should hire him.
That is where we are lacking. And obviously we are lacking in our running game.
Okay. We're lacking in the passing game, and obviously we're lacking in the running game.
Kansas City Chiefs, we lost 10-16. We lost 5 out of our 6 games. So in our last 6 games, we have been 1-5.
Oh.
Get it together.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, see, now there we have the final culmination right there, Tom. That's coaching. Get it together. He's got it laid out. He taught us the whole damn thing right there. That's what Andy Reid needs to do. Get it together. Holy Snickers Kit Kats.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
By analysis.
That's right. That's right. People, you are learning something here today on the Bang Radio Hour. Absolutely. This is how you learn offense and defense and why your passing game doesn't work because your running game doesn't work. And it's 5-1 equals 6, no matter which way you put them.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a piece of work. But I'd hate to be a Chiefs fan right now. I really would.
Yeah.
No, I guess not. They're still in the hunt. God damn it.
Yeah, Dallas just has to win 4 more games.
Well, yeah, at least there's hope. It ain't going to happen, but at least there's hope.
I know. All right, so let's move on to Belichick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering when we were going to get to our sage wisdom for the day.
Yes, and it's a great one. He's just talking about his team's defense here.
Guys did a good job. We had contributions from a lot of different players. Got some pressure from our linebackers, from our secondary, and from our defensive linemen.
A lot of different players. Linebackers, and defensive linemen.
I understand those people that play in the front and the back both contributed. I'll tell you what. That guy he's really distributing the information there.
Okay, now this is the one that's great. All right, this girl asks him, she's a reporter, at the press conference, post-game press conference, if they built the lead, if he considered taking Brady out, because, you know, Brady was getting the shit knocked out of him in that game.
Yeah.
And so she was asking, you know, did you consider taking Brady out, you know, because he was getting hit.
Given the score, did you have any thought of taking Tom out late in the game, you know, particularly given the hits he was taking?
What, on the kneel downs? I mean, what difference does it make?
Oh, before that?
No. I mean, it's easy for you to sit there and say the game's out of hand. I mean, if you watch games in the National Football League, a lot can change in a hurry. So the only time I think the game's in hand is when they're not going to have enough possessions to get the number of points that they need. So, sorry, we just see that one totally differently.
But that pissed him off.
No shit. You know what that is? That's his way of saying, it's just funny to me when a female be talking routes.
Yeah. Listen, why don't you just go in the other room and make everybody some coffee? Huh? Go ahead. The hell kind of stupid question was that, sweetheart?
Routes.
Right. Listen, I don't know what you're doing in here. Maybe is Oprah on a commercial break or something? Maybe we can find you something to do. Oh my God! Damn, whoa. he did get testy with her.
He did, man. I love that though. At the beginning was the best.
Did you have any thought of taking Tom out late in the game?
What, on the kneel downs? I mean, what difference does it make?
Right.
Well, he could have kneeled down on a rock, you know, that hurts. Shit, man. Oh. I mean, the lady was trying to ask a question there, Bill. Holy shit.
God. Hey, look, lady, I just got back from the goddamn land of volcanoes and earthquakes, all right? Don't be asking me stupid questions.
You know, I will always be a Cowboys fan, and I will never cheer for another team. Like, I mean, you know, as my
well,
team.
Well, don't give up hope, Tom. There is medical science making great advances these days.
There are so many people who hate Belichick and hate Brady and hate the Patriots, and I did. But I can't anymore.
Well, you know, because Tomzilla has run its course. You know, Spyzilla ran its course. We were done talking about that. And you see, once, Tom, once we stopped talking about it, it has pretty much faded away.
Now it's going to, now you've done it. Now you've mentioned it.
I'm sorry. I've tainted everything once again. But, yeah, you know, it's hard to hate them because they're that good.
See, he roared. That's it.
There you go.
That's it. Now that call, you know, he puts the call out and somebody's going to bring it up.
That's right. Somebody will bring it up somewhere because,
and it'll be all your fault again.
I know. I know. It's. I love to do it too. I love to do it. So you know. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Right now, it's at that stage where it's just an old man. Leave him alone.
No, because I love Belichick. I love Belichick now. I can't help it.
I do. I love. I mean, shit, man. I wish he was my coach. I wish I was my quarterback. But actually, I wish Kirk Cousins is my quarterback. That's fine with me. I'll take that. But, yeah, Belichick, he's just a master at fucking with the media. Well, he makes these shows so much fun.
But it's just him. Just him being him, man. He's great. I mean, it's almost like, you know, I mean, think about how many years you hated Michael Irvin's guts, and now you love him.
Well, because he's not playing football anymore. Fuck him.
But
and he's not stabbing teammates. He's learned not to do that.
And he's not asking the cops, do you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? Oh, you see, I had something I was going to think about, but then you threw it out of my head. No, I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Well, I didn't tell you not to think about it.
Well, sort of.
That's funny. I had something I was going to think about.
That's right. I knew what the hell I was doing.
I was going to think about how the Chiefs got to Indiana.
You know who I am? Oh, you know, I'll tell you what threw me off. Okay, this is how the thought process worked about the Chiefs in Indiana there, is because I was thinking about that, and the second I thought about that, I flashed on this Google image I saw today of a football card of Sonny Jurgensen from 1968, and the image in it was the Chiefs logo, which is Missouri over that Indian with the freaking tomahawk. But it made me think Indiana, so there you go.
I bring up
how the brain works.
I bring up the Penn State Sandusky story, and now John's flashing people.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Hey, speaking of flashing people, how about Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma quarterback, man? He's grabbing his junk, boy, just shaking it at, who was it, Kansas? Yeah, Kansas.
It was Kansas he was shaking it at. Right. And then did you see how they went out to the coin flip after he wasn't the captain with his jersey?
I saw they went out when he was the captain, they went out and they wouldn't shake his hand at the coin flip. And it pissed him
off.
That
was last week.
Now, that's what I'm talking about because we talked about that.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about him, you know, grabbing his junk and everything.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that last week. I was wondering what you were talking about.
Oh, because we have why he did it. We found out why.
Oh, I was asking you, did you see how they went out to the coin flip this week when he wasn't allowed to go? They took his jersey out there like he was dead or something.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't allowed to start. He wasn't allowed to be captain.
Right. He got killed or something. You know? Oh, my God. Dude, he's just over there. He's over there because he grabbed his dick. Y'all are acting a little too much.
Well, it's not his fault, John. It's us. It's the culture we live in.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's right. Nobody's at fault for anything except everybody in Hollywood.
Right. It's and Barry Switzer will explain.
Most of the times when personal fouls and someone's ejected from a game, they're the one that retaliates. You know, the other guy hits him, they hit back, and that's when the official sees them, they kick him out of the game. And so that's exactly what happened to him the other day. He retaliated, he reacted to what someone was saying to him instantaneously. And you don't think about what the consequences, the reaction of it is. Hey, you know, I blame it on Madonna and Michael Jackson. They started all that grabbing the crotch years ago. And it's been on social media, everybody sees it. We see it in the movies, we see it every day out there. So all of a sudden, everybody gives me this, hey, he's an insult, we ought to fire him, we ought to kick him off the team. They're idiots, and thank God they're not the coach of the Oklahoma Sooners. How about that?
He doesn't look a day older than when he coached the Cowboys.
Barry Switzer, man. Wow.
No shit.
Oh, that's
fucking Michael
funny.
Jackson.
And Madonna. They start all that crotch grabbing, John.
It's everywhere, Tom. Honest to God. Now the young people these days, nowadays, instead of shaking hands, they just grab the dick and shake it at each other.
They grab this junk. He said, you see it everywhere out there, John.
It's in the movies. I don't know what movies he's watching, but it's in, you know, I saw it in, what was that freaking movie with those little yellow things? You know, the little yellow things. What the hell is that called? Despicable Me.
Oh.
Those little fucking, the Minions. Oh. Right? I saw the Minions. They're all grabbing their junk and shit.
Really?
Well, yeah, I think.
Well.
At least that's what Barry Switzer would have to believe.
He's
everywhere.
He's right about Michael Jackson. I mean, that's true. Michael did.
Well, he wasn't really grabbing it.
But this whole, you see it out there everywhere. John, I never see anybody grab their crotch, ever.
I don't know. Here in D.C., the local anchor on Channel 4 gets up and grabs his dick at the end of the 6 o'clock news.
What's going to happen is that you jerk off the ball.
Barry Switzer is old and afraid.
God damn it, everybody out there is grabbing their goddamn dick. And let me tell you something else, buddy. He retaliated. That's what happened. Somebody way over on the other side of the field probably said something about his sister, and he retaliated. And it was the referee that saw it.
No, it wasn't. It was the cameras and everybody else.
You and your Johnson.
That's right. He showed it to Kansas. Look here. Hey, you know, I'm dead serious, man. I think everybody needs to shut the fuck up. This is football, and the only reason anybody looks back and goes, you know, they didn't used to do that. Yes, they did. They just didn't have cameras on them from a million different angles all the time.
I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
Right.
Right. People want football players to act like these prim, proper little people, man. That is a violent game out there. Those people were talking shit. He fucking kicked their ass and said, here, suck on this.
Holy Snickers!
Right. Holy Snickers. God damn it. Suck on my pee.
Oh, my God. Man. That's funny stuff.
So they're in the Big 12 championship this weekend. I'm going to watch that.
Oh, they're going to kill TCU.
I know. They're going to kill TCU. But Max asked me last night if I'd sit down and watch it with him. I said, yeah, I'll sit down and watch it with you. And I figure by the end of the second quarter, he's going to be bored with it because it's going to be a smokeroo.
All right. We got an email?
We do have some email. Hang on one second while I pull them up. All right. We got one from Bob in Baltimore. Bob says, team touchdown celebrations are stupid. Well, he's from Baltimore, hon. Baltimore, so he's going to say team touchdown celebrations are stupid, hon. I don't mind somebody doing excitement. Oh, that sounds British.
Just because he never sees any.
Well, no, hey, they're doing all right now.
I know.
Didn't they shut out Green Bay? Yeah. I don't mind some, and I know, but the Packers held on till a field goal from the Steelers, and then the Ravens won again last week. They're going to make the playoffs.
That was a great game. The Steelers and Packers was fantastic.
Right. And the week prior to that, the Ravens shut them out. They're playing all right football right now.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
they
what,
are.
Their defense is pretty good.
They are.
Anyway, Bob and Balmer Hunt says team touchdown celebrations are stupid. I don't mind some excitement, but these choreographed celebrations just suck, hon.
Well, then don't watch them.
I kind of agree.
Really?
Well, yeah, man.
Oh,
I think they're fucking
God.
Stupid.
You guys are unbelievable.
Oh, it's not unbelievable.
It is.
Mean, it's not like I just said, hey, you know what? I think fucking dogs is okay.
We sit and bitch about that. We sit here and bitch about the no fun league. We say, let them celebrate. And then when they do, then you bitch about the celebrations. You can't win. Can't please anybody. You can't please you guys. Can't please you.
Well, that's right. I 100% agree with what you said right there. You can't fucking please me. And really, watching the Eagles do the electric slide. Jesus Christ, guys. Come on. I'm not saying just hand the fucking ball to the official. But Jesus fucking Christ, you look like a bunch of queers playing leapfrog. My God.
Oh, the leapfrog was funny, man. Everybody in my house was laughing at that. Come on. I think you guys are being ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I kind of agree with Bob in Baltimore there.
All right.
Let's see what else.
Don't get on John. Whatever you do, don't get on John's lawn.
That's right. God damn it. This one comes to us from Blaine in Arizona. Blaine, 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 Blaine I am a real American, and I just beat the Jaguars. All of you can suck on my pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling that as this goes along, we're going to have to do that song again so people will understand what the hell it is.
Well, no. See, that's why you need to go back and listen to every single past episode. Then everything we do will make sense to you.
I completely 100% agree. Let's see. We got one here that says, Dear John and Tom, attention NFL HR department. It is with regret that we must serve our notice of termination for the 2017 season. We thank you for the opportunity. We look forward to the possibility of collaborating sometime again in the future. Sincerely, the Washington Redskins. God damn it. Now, that's not fucking funny. Jesus, that is pretty damn funny. Damn, they had to turn in their notice? I didn't know that. Jeez.
Look, it didn't matter who won last night. Neither one of us are going to the playoffs, John.
I know. It's just, I don't know. I know. I bet you the Browns have those notices on a pad. They get them made by the hundreds.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's see here. We've got one from Jeff Garcia that says, this is to let you know. I probably shouldn't read this one. No, I'm not going to read this one because our lawyer will have something to say about this first. But what do you got? You got anything?
Well, that sucks. It's actually about Jeff Garcia.
Really? All right. Well, this one says, this is from Jeff Garcia. And this was to let you know that I will be outing you for sexually harassing me for my entire career. I don't know if he's talking about me or you, but probably me.
Wait, what?
I'm just going by
what is he?
I don't know. Probably because I used to make fun of his.
All right. Well, Eric in Sacramento had a question for a character.
Okay.
And he wants, it's for Jeff Garcia, of all people.
Oh.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
That's right. You're getting me in more trouble here. All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to throw caution to the wind and the lawsuits be damned. That's right. I'm going to sexually harass Jeff Garcia. Okay.
Roar. Roar. Roar.
Okay, what do you think of all the allegations of sexual abuse going around? Did you ever experience that?
Oh, my God. That's the most ridiculous question I've ever heard. Look, let me tell you something. When I was at the bottom of the pile and Ray Lewis would be feeling me up and Terrell Suggs would be grabbing me from the front, who the hell's, I mean, really, honestly, who's complaining? Do you think I'm complaining? I'm not complaining. I might get up and ask for a flag, but that's not because I got holding. There wasn't any, you know, it's not because they were holding or anything like that. I don't actually know that anybody actually harassed me, but, I don't even know what that is. I think that sounds like what was going on at the bottom of the pile. They were saying that. Somebody was saying that they were going to get fired up to play Gin Rummy on my back. Maybe I could get a complaint about that. I don't even know how to play. You know, they could say that I was harassing people when I was asking them for a stick of gum because I was looking for fresh breath. Look, nobody wants to smell like a locker room or a jock strap. So there you go.
Oh, my God. No, I was, that was Ray Lewis' song was playing underneath you while you were talking about Ray. Oh.
That's why men cry for women. That's why women, can I slow down to honor a woman?
Mama, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the pain and pass it to your love.
He is just a big cover. That's all it is. It's just a big lie.
Got any gum on you? Any of you guys bring any gum out?
No.
Nobody wants fresh breath on this. Got some gum?
Yeah, who's got some gum? I don't want to taste like balls all game.
Oh, this is so exciting. Say, doesn't this thing on my lip make me look like Pat O'Brien?
Let's go get some coke and some whores.
Oh, my God. And Pat O'Brien. Oh, my God. That's a fucking name from the past. Holy shit.
That's great. This thing on my face makes me look like Pat O'Brien. Let's go get some coke and some whores.
That's right. Man, he did fall off the earth, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Yep. He's going to, you know what? You know who's going to find him, don't you?
Who?
Matt Lauer.
Right. Hey, I want to make sure everybody out there knows we had the scoop on Matt Lauer and his affairs in Sochi. We have the audio of him and his lover Al Roker when they went to the bathhouse in Sochi. We were all over top of that, man. We were all on top of that.
Oh, Ivan, do you have like three hands? Because it seems like there's more than two things going on right now.
What did I do to you? That tingles. Oh, wow.
Not sure how much more of the recreational spanking I can take. What do you say we go for a steam?
Oh, nobody told me about that. Oh, where'd that come from? Oh,
that is like the second to last scene in a cannibal movie.
Oh.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Oh my God. The Bang Radio Hour on top of that. We were on top of that freaking story from the get-go, Tom.
Holy Snickers!
I am surprised TMZ has not contacted us for comment. I swear to God, when I heard that Matt Lauer had been busted for screwing around in Sochi, that my brain went straight to that. Oh my God. I gotta tell you, we were talking about old shows. My favorite bits that we've ever done have nothing to do with football, and both of them have everything to do with Al Roker.
I know.
Oh my God.
There's so, you know, I wish we had a lot of time to get into the whole Matt Lauer thing. There's so much great audio. There's so much stuff we could do, but we didn't have time. All right. So, last week. Okay. So you had a push last week.
I know. I had a push last week, so I didn't win and I didn't lose, but I pushed, so I lost.
You lost 10% because the house gets 10%. Yeah, I lost. So, but you had the Panthers -5 against the Jets. You got that one. The Ravens -7 versus the Texans. That was the push. I took the Raiders -5 against the Broncos. That was the only game I liked, and I won that one. So once again, John, the people could be making money just like we are.
They could be making money. That's absolutely true. They could be making money. But this week, I don't know. I ain't guaranteeing nothing.
I already mentioned it earlier. I only liked one game, and I'm taking the Jets +3 at home against the Chiefs.
The Chiefs got to jump off of it sooner or later. And, you know, last week the Jets had it. All right, if I may break in real quick here. Did you hear what Chris Spielman had to say and started off a whole firestorm against that Robbie Anderson kid?
No.
All right. Anderson caught two touchdown passes.
Right.
After the second touchdown pass, which was an awesome play, you know, McCown is playing his ass off up there.
Right.
He's playing his ass off up there. And he was on the sidelines, and the camera came around to him, and Robbie Anderson, this young guy, looks at the camera and goes, "Hey, when you were doing your Pro Bowl voting, remember my name." And Chris Spielman roasted him. "Why don't you consider yourself more about how to not blow a lead in the fourth quarter? How do you And I'm thinking, what the fuck? What is he supposed to do? Stand there on the sidelines and encourage the defense a little harder? What the fuck is he supposed to do? It's just stupid, Tom. It's stupid, stupid, stupid.
Yeah, anyway. You saw what's going on with his son, right?
Who, Spielman's?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he he's in some trouble for he's on the, I'm trying to remember what school he goes, he's on the football team. He's a line. Right. Well, he was a linebacker. My son actually played.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Pee-wee football with Chris Spielman's son. And Noah Spielman's his name. Google Noah Spielman, you'll see. It's some hazing stuff, and it went bad, and you know what I mean? Ooh. It's college football hazing story gone bad, and Noah has been charged in it.
They got to get rid of that Greek life. Charged, wow.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, and if you listen to one of the old shows, I can't remember which one it is, but Tom does talk about Chris Spielman playing football with his kid when his kid was still a kid.
Well,
no, Chris Spielman didn't play football with your kid. That came out wrong.
No, Chris was a coach, though, in the league.
I know.
Chris was a coach in the same league that my son was in, and his son, you know, he coached his son's team. And
Spielman out was there just tackling Tyler.
But it was just interesting, you know, and I remember Noah, and he was, you know, at that level, you could see he was going to play far, you know, way beyond most of the other kids out there. You could just see it already. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, but yeah, so I don't know, man. And I Noah said he had nothing to do with it. I hope so. I hope he's innocent. But I agree with you. I don't know why he had to say something like that about Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, that's just stupid. I mean, what is he supposed to do? All right, I'm taking two games this week. I am going to ride those Eagles. I don't care if they're going to Seattle or not, because if there's one thing that I know as a 100% fact is that the Seattle Seahawks offensive line is garbage. So I think the Eagles getting five or given 5.5 in Seattle right there shows the respect, and I think that they're going to blow them out. I think they're going to beat the shit out of them.
You are probably right.
Yeah, they're going to do it. And as I go up the list here, there was one other one that I liked a lot, and I can't remember which one it was. God dang it, because I didn't write it down. And God dang it was I know what it was. It was the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm going to take 3 points against the Atlanta Falcons. Hell yeah, man. Fuck the Falcons.
Wait, you're
the
getting
Vikings
three?
Are for real.
You're getting three?
I'm getting three. Plus three. Vikings plus three.
All right, man. I don't know.
I do.
I think you're getting a little cocky now.
I don't know, man. 3 points? Come on. Look. Everybody's going to be last week. Didn't I text you during the game? This is the crack cocaine that Julio Jones brings to fantasy football.
Okay.
The one game a year where he blows up like that.
All right. John, right. See, John just traded Julio Jones for,
that's right.
LeSean McCoy. So
no, I traded him for, Dalvin Cook.
Oh,
and I traded Odell Beckham for LeSean McCoy. I can word them either way I want.
All right. Well, Cook and Beckham aren't playing anymore this year, so I just left them out of the equation.
Right. But I don't want to sound like a stupid idiot. So I guess I shouldn't have started doing the show. All right.
We will do it again next time.
Later.
Rhythmic slap, slap, slapping sounds.
Holy Snickers!
Bang, 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 yo, bang, yo, yo, bang, bang, yo, yo.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der ein abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
I don't know.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
We've created unlimited data plans for your business because 1 minute you're the receptionist.
Hello, how can I help?
The logistics manager.
Okay, lift at your end. That's it now, to me.
The new business consultant.
Will do. I'll pop over and give you a quote.
And you've still got to make the tea. Your business doesn't have limits, so why should your data allowance? New unlimited data plans from Vodafone Business. The future is exciting. Ready?
Max download upload speed apply to data. Coverage may vary. Terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.